Maharaj should be shown or played. But I think that you are not prepared for this. No? Why? It was very auspicious day to play that drama. Can you play tomorrow? Anyhow, some will be Hiranyakashipu, some will be Prahlad, some will be her mother. Anyhow, you see. I want that tomorrow in evening we have a very good drama and you should make arrangement for all this. And then in Ashtadiyam Sutra you should sing Hare Krishna. In all corners, everywhere, upside Nishinga, down Nishinga. Where I used to go and walk, travel, everywhere he is in our heart, he is in, also in creeper, plants, everywhere he is. There is not a single place, autumn even, that where he is not. So if you will pray him to be saved, everywhere he is, and he will come at once and save you like Hiranyakashipu Prahlad Maharaj. and he will take your all problems. Like he took all the problems and saved Prahlad Maharaj and quickly destroyed Hiranyakashipu, a person who was like never to be died. So strong like iron, not to be dead in sky or here, there, not by weapons, not by demons, not by human, not by any animals, never, not in fire, not in by poison, anything, but quickly, in a moment, and he was dead. So Nrisimha Dev is here and there, everywhere. So I am taking the shelter of Prapadeyam. Aham means myself. Prapadde means I am taking shelter of Nrisimha Dev. So you should, any difficulty anywhere, any problem, so much danger of life or anything, you can chant this mantra and surely he will save you and you can taste it. But you should be very faithful to him, otherwise not. You should be like Prahlad Maharaj. And he will take out all the difficulties, problems in chanting, remembering and being a devotee. He has come like a mercy, embodiment of mercy of Krishna. So he has come only to save us. So you should pray this month today and he will save you from everything.
Ito Nrisimha Parato Nrisimha.
Bolo.
Ito Nrisimha Parato Nrisimha. Ito Nrisimha Parato Nrisimha.
always he will have. He must help. He is always greedy to help us. He wants, but we don't want him. Where you have given your this throat? You have sold anywhere? Where?
Cold.
Not sold, but cold and for fasting.
Then, he heard the heard from Prahlad Maharaj, and especially this that Nishkinchanana Mahiyasang Padra Jo Vishekam Nishkinchanana Labhana Vishav. Anyone cannot have these kinds of faith and affection to Krishna, love and affection to Krishna, like Prahlad Maharaj. And he heard, and all are blinds, and they are like dogs. Punascharvitana. Punapunascharvanana. Like dogs. Dogs think themselves to very intelligent, very intelligent. There were once some dogs were there, and they found a very dry
bone.
Something dry, chamra, skin was also there, but it is dry. There was no rush.
Juice.
No rush means?
No
juice at all. But quickly, one dog came and took it. And he ran very fast. And he was looking towards all other dogs. And they were all began to and to take that thing. Even there was no juice, nothing, were dry, only bone. But all were wanting, pursuing him to take it. And at last they catch hold of that dog who was in his mouth that dry bone and began to cut here and there. And he, that dog became full of
injuries,
and blood began come here and there. And he was now so much taken breath. And he was bound to give up. And he gave up, throw out his that bone, and quickly taking his tail inside his
leg,
behind her leg, his leg, and he fell. And he became one-sided, and watching that, looking that what is going on. And those, one dog at once took that bone and wanted to take some juice from there. But all dogs, about 13, 14, 15, 20 dogs attacked on him to take. So we are like that. Our fathers have taken juice, nothing in this world, like bone and that dry. Where? In all worldly happinesses, like same thing. If you will ask your forefather who has become 84 or 90 or 100, are you happy? What you have done in your whole life? No, I'm not. Why? Oh, I have now become old. I cannot taste so many things. If I take anything, I cannot digest. I'm now going to die. I'm not happy. But his descendant, his sons and children think that, oh, taking from our fathers and forefathers, now we will be very happy. But same, nothing, there is nothing in that. If a man thinks that I will take so much wine, and he is taking so much wine, then what will be? What? He will be like man. He will fall in a
drain.
Very bad drain. And he will think that I am sitting in the throne, very golden. I am monarch of all. But dogs will smell that, oh, some good smell is coming. And they will come and they test by their tongue and they will wash his mouth. So this, so there is nothing in all these things. No taste, no juice, nothing in worldly these things. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling. And when Hiranyakashipu became very furious, he wanted to kill him. But he could not. He was now thinking, what should I do? I think that a death can come from this boy. I could not kill him. So I am fearing that something can come from him and I will die. But in the meantime, his very dear sister named Holika came. And he told, my brother, dear brother, why you are so much anxious and worry? Can I help you? No, in this world anyone cannot help me. Oh, I can help you. What do you want? I want that my son should be killed. Oh, you want? I'm very happy. I'm very easily I will do. How? I have some benediction. I've done very hard austerities and benediction came to me that you will not die, you will not burn in fire. So I know this vidya,
knowledge.
I will take that boy in fire and he will be burned very easily. Then he began to laugh. Oh, my sister, save me. Oh, yes, tomorrow you should arrange very heap of dry woods. And then I will take that boy in my lap and I will sit in the heap of that wood and some ghee and some burning
oil
all should be given on the oats and some fire should be given. At once it will go so high flame and in a minute he will be burnt. And I will come out of fire. All were done. And in the morning, a very big heap of dry woods were given, and so much ghee, so much all things were given. And she too, Prahlad, oh my nephew, dear nephew, you should come in my lap. I will give you so much milk and everything, and taking. And she sat in the midst of that dry woods. And when she sat easily, taking Prahlad Maharaj in her lap, at once fire was given in all way, all round. And very quickly, the flames began to go
to touch
the sky. And very big sound was there. Then, all were saying that, oh, they are covered by fire. They must be burned. Hiranyakashipu was satisfied that his sister will come laughing to me and tell that, oh, everything has been finished. But quickly they saw that Prahlad Maharaj is coming from the fire, and his sister was not, never returned. She was burned into ashes at once. Hiranyakashipu told that, why, how you saved? Oh, when I was sitting there, I saw that my mother,
auntie,
has been burned. And anyone came to me and he covered me like a coke, barf kesaman.
Like ice.
And I was easily saved. But I am so worried for my aunt. Thus he was also saved. Then he became so furious. What to do? And worry. Then the two gurus told, why you are so much worried? You have conquered whole world. You have conquered air, fire, or five elements you have. You can fly in air easily. You can take the thunderbolt also. You can defeat Indra, everyone. Why you are? Oh, wait a little or Father will come and he will easily solve this problem. And then Prahlad was again sent to school. There one day, though teachers were engaged anyhow in household works, jobs, and they told that, Prahlad, you should work like monitor. In this country's monitor, you should. And see that they should not do anything wrong, because the boys are naughty, so you should control them. I'm just returned and telling he went. Then what became? You should stand up and tell. Enjoy everything, we'll be expert, and thus in the last age, old age, we will these all these things. We will remember Krishna and John. Then what he replied? From early age, we can die in the age of 7, 8, 9, 10, and we cannot be young. And if you are dying, then you will not be old. So old age is never to come for them. So do eat in more. Then go. Karvartabhyo jat ayu bayah param. What is the meaning? To be happy. To be with family. To marriage. And to support children and nourish. And then I will build so much high class of any house. Then I will make a very beautiful garden. Then very beautiful dogs, strong dogs will be there. And I will talk, taste everything there. I know that this is to waste time. If sufferings we don't want, but even then it comes, sufferings. We want to be old, but oldness will come. We want never sufferings, but sufferings is bound to come by past birth impressions. So if you have done any job or anything for happiness, it will all come automatically. Everything you're managing of maintaining life, good wife, good children, happiness, everything will come automatically. Why you are doing so all these things? if automatically sukh will come, like dukkh, like misery, everything is coming. So why you are not from beginning chanting, remembering, here is happiness, not born.
The devotee friend is telling, oh brother, is alive for a long time. No need to start from boyhood. A Prahlada is giving a sketch of our lifetime, that we are about our age about 100 years.
Suppose
we are.
Everyone cannot live 100 years. But suppose.
Suppose we live in this world about 100 years. Among these 100 years, we work in daytime and sleep at night. So, half age we spend on sleeping only. So, from 100 years, if we cut to half percent, 50% that for sleeping, then only 50 years age is still there. So, from 80 to 100, it is too old. You can be straight also. You can digest anything. So many diseases. If you want to put your step here, it will go there. And coughing, then your daughter-in-law and other relatives will say, oh, why is this old person not going to die? Death is not coming for him. If he dies, it will be better for us. My children cannot sleep at night. Oh, he is coughing always. So many diseases may come, so many infections may come. Oh, better he will die very soon. In this Western world, they go old house, but in Indian culture, they live in their own house. So the daughter-in-law and relatives think, if they die, it will be better. So from 80 to 100, you cannot chant, cannot remember, cannot serve on anything. It is beyond conception. So, one devotee is telling, Krishna Kariya Bhavda Pankaja Panjaranta Ardaya Visarja Manasa Raja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samayika Bhavata Vittai Kanta Padana Nudaste Bhajananta Taste. Devotee is praying to Krishna, oh Krishna, my mind must be attached to lotus feet. Just now, why? If we remember during our day, the bhakta is telling, oh Krishna, don't cheat me. Prana prayana samayi kapha bhakta vittai. Then during old age and during, especially during when we shall expire from this world, then our voice will choke. We cannot utter your name. We cannot remember. Kanta bhajanam, kanta bhajanam, utaste bhajanam, utaste. Our voice will choke, we cannot utter your name. So, our mind will be fixed from today, not today, from just now.
Is suggesting them, now you are boys of 3, 4, 5, 6 or 7. Only this, very, you are like Kaumarka. In boyhood. But if now you are so much free from worldly things, and your heart is so much plain, not written anything there. But when you'll be matured, and if you are married, then a beautiful wife will come. And at that time, if you will leave this world to do bhajan, then she will be, how you can give up a very beautiful and having so many qualities, you cannot leave. And if you will have some children, 1, 2, 3, 4, some daughters, some sons, very beautiful, then you will be engaged more in them. Then, if you will try to give up all these things, you cannot give up. That, oh, I will have to support these children, Now they are like very baby, they cannot do anything. If I am going, giving up this householdness, then all will die. So, how you can go? If the children shall be father, 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 then how you can give up all these things? If you have made a very good garden, and so many trees, flowers are there, and if you will decide that I should give up and go to chant and be with association and bona fide Vaishnavas and chant and remember, how can you give up? Oh my, who will take care of my this garden? All flowers will die. Oh my beautiful dog, he cannot live without me. Oh beautiful cow, beautiful this. You cannot at that time. If you want that, but you cannot do. So better in this childhood, you are free from all these things. Better you should chant and remember from this time. All students, demon boys, were so much but
inspired.
But there were some doubt, they have some doubt. Philosophical these siddhants, and what you are telling, you are true to extent. So, now we have so much faith on you, but we want to know from where you learned so good explanations and all these things. Then what he replied, you should stand up and tell.
When Prahlada Maharaj had been asked this question,
Estatish?
Perform austerities to get boon from Lord Brahma.
He saw that my brother has been killed by Bharaji. So Bharaji is not other than Vishnu. And if I am going to take revenge to kill Vishnu, then he will surely kill me. So I should be like Ajar Amar. So he went. Then you should go to austerity, for austerities. He left anything to take, even water, even dry leaves, even air, everything he left. For 60,000 years he was in a trance, and his body was taken by ants, blinds, and so only bone was there. And at that time in Satyuga, life used to live in bone, not in this body. And he now, if he will not eat anything, after 2-3 days he will die. But at that time, life used to live in bones, so he was doing studies for 60,000 years. And in the meantime, what became? All demigods, and very big battle was there. The generals of Hiranyakashipu were there, they were fighting. But the demigods killed all, smashed them, and at last they catch hold of Kayadu.
So then
mother?
Kayadu?
In where? Heavenly planet. So that when she will be matured in his home, then boy will come and they will cut. So he was taking. In the way, Narada was coming from heaven or any planet, told Joseph, why you are doing so nonsense thing? Being a demigod and you are taking this lady, he cannot fight with you, why you are taking? Then explain. that karmanya rahmananam, okay, karmanya rahmananam nityamicha. By karma, but what we are doing, we cannot be happy. Never, never, never. Anyone has not become never happy. If you want to be happy in life, go to very expert guru and at once take initiation, name and everything. And then try to follow the rules and regulations of devotions. Then they told that, oh, it is very hard. We cannot do these things. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, oh, sarveshanam bhutanapi hari ratmeshwara priya bhutar madhvishvikritai kurtanam jivasangita. We are eternal servant of God. Eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. So there is nothing hard to chant, remember, devotional activities. Naturally we can do these things. We should accept that Krishna is our holy master, his father, his mother, his everything. So doing like this, so after going to Gurudev and taking initiation, we should learn how to begin our activities, Uttama Bhakti Patis. Then he will teach everything. He will tell everything, like Shiksha Guru, everything. And then he will tell that there are bhakti of 64 kinds of. In them, five are prominent. Nine are prominent, what Prahlad Maharaj is told. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all these things. And among them, five are most important. Sadhu Sangh, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vas, Srimurti, Satdhaya, Sakal Sadhana Shrestha Eipancha. Among all the devotional these five are so much prominent. If anyone not doing any offense and is touched by any of the five, chanting name, being in initiation of any very good qualified guru and Vaishnava, worshipping very faithfully and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So any of the five, if you are touched anyhow a little, and among all these things, most important and root of all bhakti is Harinam Sankirtan. Tar Madhya Sarvashesh Nam Sankirtan. From today, from just now, we should begin Harinam Sankirtan. They told us that how we can do. We should be expert in instruments. No need at all. We should bring any instrument. No, nothing. Only Krishna has given kartal here with hands. We can do with kartal only. And Krishna has given very beautiful tongue and mouth and shriek.
Voice.
So we can do from here today, just now. They all agreed that we will follow you. So then Prahlad Maharaj, what doing? Oh, repeat me. Yes, sir. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna.
We are now tired. We want some easy thing. Easy kirtan. Oh, it is Hare Krishna so long. Hare Ram, Ram. So we want very easy. Then, oh. And then repeat again. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Run out from there. And then Hiranyakashipu took the hands of Prahlad Maharaj. What nonsense you are doing? Durvinita. Durvinita, you know?
Disobedient.
My family is so restricted, and you have become like an axe.
Handle of an axe.
And you will cut my whole
dynasty.
Like a sandal.
Oh, I will teach a lesson. Who is having you? I want to know. Then what he told? You know, anyone can tell? Atmakulu Veda Naradhama Stabdham Matsasana Udbhutam Neshetvam Jamaksham. You are not following me. Disobeying always. Oh, you are axe for our dynasty. You are Stabdha. You are like Jada.
Like a stone,
nothing understanding, no intelligence at all. Oh, now I'm going to kill you. And then what became? Protector, and who is your bull? Bull means strong.
Strength.
Began to tremble.
Yes, all the demigods were.
Satyabhidhatum nijabhakta bhashitam. To fulfill desire,
promises.
Satyabhidhatum who is Bhritya? Prahlad Maharaj. He told that, oh yes, he is in this pillar. And everywhere. To make this true. And also the Bhaktavar Chatushan, Sanakshanandan Sanatkumar, to keep their words that only by Vishnu. So all these, so many were reasons. So Prahlad Nrisimhadev came in the Japan at once.
Then
Lord
Nrisimhadev,
flame were coming from all over his heads. Then, at last, but he was not coming down. He was so angry. At that time, anyone could not pacify him. Then Brahma, Shankar, all became so worried. How to satisfy his Prabhu? Then they called Lakshmi Devi and prayed that you should go and pacify your husband. Today, this time I cannot go. By fear. He will also kill me. Then all told that Brahma, you should go, you are like son. Oh, today I cannot. Oh, you are friend of Krishna. And you should go, oh Shiv. Oh, today no friendship, nothing. Then they requested Prahlad. Oh, boy, you should go. Your father is like him. And you should satisfy and pacify your father. Prahlad Maharaj immediately went to Nrisimhadev and he came, jumped in the lap of Nrisimhadev. And at once he was pacified. Tears were coming from his ear. Now he was so much angry. But now everything went in a moment. And tears were coming. And he was
licking
Prahlad Maharaj. Like animals, they do. And he told, what he told? But I've made so late. So I'm worried. So I want to give you some benediction. First blood. He told that, I'm not a businessman. I'm not did all devotion activities for business point. that I will serve you and you will give me something. So this is business. So you should take for any desire is hiding anywhere in my heart. You should quickly take it so that I may be pure. Because you are telling that you should want something, benediction. So I think I don't know where it is hidden here. So please take it. He told that, oh, I know that you are pure. You don't want, you never require anything. But I still want something that you should take benediction. Then Prahlad Maharaj told that if you are insisted me to take any benediction, then I want that my father has done so much, offended you, offended me. He has given so much trouble to all devotees here. He has cut all the green trees that anyone cannot have any wood or fruits. He has killed all the cows that ghee cannot come, milk cannot come, butter cannot come to for devotional activities, for homan, yajna, fire sacrifice. And he has killed all the Brahmins at that time. So he has done so much. One very blunder mistake, offenses. So please forgive him. He told that, oh, you should not worry for. Your father has been
liberated.
Because those of now in their dynasty, upper and lower, 21 generation, all father, all mothers, all will be liberated. And those who are in Madhyam Adhikar, always chanting, remembering, doing devotional activities, their 14 generation should be quickly liberated. And those who are now Kanishtha Adhikari, taking initiation and doing chanting, remembering, and try to do Shuddha, pure Harinam, pure devotional activity, but they cannot do. Even 7 generations should be liberated. So don't worry. Then he told that, again he told, insisted, I want to give any benediction because my darshan is abhyartha, in vain. So you should want anything. Then he told, ask. I want that all these conditioned souls are forgetting you. And they are now doing so many bad things. And they are suffering so much. I cannot tolerate. I want that my all good things should be given to them so that they may be devotees. I want to take all their sufferings and bad fruit of bad activity. And for lakhs and lakhs births I want to suffer for them. But they should be liberated. Then Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimhadev told, I am defeated, Nrisimhadev told, I am defeated. And you have borne me. Now I myself be giving you this benediction. That anyone hear this Harikatha about myself and yourself, this Prahlad Upakhyan, the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadev, they will be quickly liberated. And anyone has not to suffer, you will have not to suffer. So you now, if anyone doing chanting, remembering Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj, anyway participating in this function here, in Abhishek, hearing Harikatha, these sweet and powerful Harikathas here, all should be liberated by Nrisimhadev. If Nrisimhadev promises this, that anyone here, I'll make them but liberated from this world. And all their suffering, sorrows and everything I will take. So he will must take. He will take. You should have a very strong faith. He cannot cheaters. What he will tell, he will surely do. So you should have a very strong faith that he will be merciful to us, and gradually we will develop our Krishna consciousness, and he will give inspiration for bhakti life. So after this we will do what Abhishek of Nisimhadev today. First some kirtan and then Abhishek Nisimhadev, who will do like Indian priest, not so much tightened by coat and everything, only halka chadar they should take and do 2-3 persons. Who will do? Raghunath Bhatta. They can all do. A very simple, he knows, he will show and he will do. Quickly take up out your cloth and go there. First take Ashman and do 2-3.